This is the Hold Your Goats podcast. 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 Hold Your Goats podcast.
Well, fake news, motherfuckers.
It's fake news, fake. It's fake news, fake. It's fake news, fake. It's fake news,
sorry.
It's fake news, fake. It's fake news, fake. It's fake news, fake. It's fake news,
sorry.
It's fake news, fake. It's fake news, fake. It's fake news, fake. It's fake news,
sorry.
It's fake news, fake. It's fake news, fake. It's fake news, fake. It's fake news. It's fake news. Fake. It's fake news. Fake. It's fake news. Fake. It's fake news.
Suck dick.
Okay. This week, I've got a few things. Did you have one you wanted to get into?
I haven't found one. If I think of something, I will.
So, one is the idea that world hunger is kind of an impossible problem to solve, you know? But the UN put out a statistic on, or an estimation, really, on how much it would cost to solve world hunger. And
Right. They
estimated that it would cost about $30 billion a year, which sounds like a lot at first, but if you put that next to how much,
contrast,
yeah,
with how many people there are in the world,
that too, like, it only in the U.S. alone, if you just had people in the U.S. pay for it, it'd be about $7 a month per person, just in the U.S. That's like a Netflix account.
Yeah, just some kind of tax.
Yeah, but to kind of put it into perspective, Congress spends about $737 billion a year on defense alone.
Right.
So it's doable. I just thought that was interesting. I didn't realize that they had an estimation out on it.
It's all a number game. I've really liked this course I've been taking on linear algebra because it has to do with matrix multiplication.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all just numbers and everything, and it's so awesome. I mean, you just think of, like, what is the required caloric intake of a person? How many calories do they have to have per day?
Mm.
And go with the numbers from there. How many people there are in the world? How many days? How much would it cost to give each person that many calories per day, you know?
Right.
It's all a numbers game. Not to mention, Congress is playing with numbers all the time. Like you say, they spend money here, spend money there. A lot of time without even thinking where the money's going,
yeah,
or how they're going to obtain it.
You know what's crazy to me? We say we live in a free country, but we can't control,
yeah,
where our tax money goes. I think that's ridiculous. We as citizens have no say over what happens with our tax money. I can think, if on your tax forms, like, even if it was just two boxes. And this was on the Duncan Trussell Family Hour podcast that I was listening to. If it asked, which do you want to support? Then it had social services and the military. Military would be defunded like that.
Right.
It's just crazy to me that we have no say over what our taxes go to. It blows my mind. I guess to an extent, we would, like, we don't have the drive to figure out how much we should be spending on infrastructure and all that jazz, but I still think that we should at least have some form of say in what we want our money to go towards, what we want to support.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
There are so many things that are out of our control. It's pretty bad.
Yeah. There's no form of government that's perfect.
Nope.
One. So, yeah, like, if the society isn't perfect, the government's not going to be perfect. But the perfect form of government is anarchy, really, you know? But unless the society's perfect, that's never going to work.
Yeah.
But yeah, that would be the most ideal form of government, just a free market. But, yeah, we're just not there yet as a global community, you know, to be able to handle that kind of stewardship.
Yeah. There are a lot of things that we aren't allowed to do without government permission, but I was looking at a list. While you were talking, I went onto the page where I found that, and a lot of them I kind of can see why there's government control or regulation over.
Mm.
One of the ones that surprised me at first was collection of rainwater, right?
Yeah.
You're not allowed to collect rainwater. It's, like, illegal.
Really?
Yeah.
What the hell?
But there is some sense to it. In the geology class I'm taking, we were learning about groundwater, right?
Mm.
People that have wells and whatever. There was a case back in California, I don't know however many years ago, that some guy was complaining and suing his neighbor because his well was taking water away from the other guy's well, right?
Mm.
And one of them was deeper and obviously was going to get more water.
Yeah.
So he was like, this guy's stealing my water. And the court ruled very intelligently on this topic. He says, we can't regulate the water or how deep you decide to dig your well.
Hmm.
So the guy didn't end up getting in trouble because the way the groundwater system works is there's a water table, which is basically the level of where the water sits underground, right?
Right.
And if they were to rule in favor of the guy who was suing, they would have said, well, if you have 100 wells out there, right, the first guy to install his well could sue all the other 99 people. Because they're stealing water from his well, right?
Hmm.
So it's kind of silly to have that. So they were just like, you can't govern or determine how much water will be in your well. There's no way you can sue another person for stealing your water that way. So if we're the reason collecting rainwater is so bad is because they want to protect that kind of thing.
Hmm.
There's nothing against really wells and stuff. I don't know how you would go about getting one of those.
Yeah.
I know people that have wells, though, and I haven't thought to ask them how they had them installed or if they had to get permission or anything like that.
Right.
But another one was you can't go fishing without a fishing license.
Yeah.
And I guess that's kind of to prevent extinction, my best guess.
Well, you can go fishing without a fishing license. It's not like it's physically impossible, but you're not supposed to.
Yeah, I know. It's,
you can get,
they'll find you.
You're getting busted.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's another one that I found interesting that you can't do without government or whatever permission.
Mm-hmm.
Driving a car, not a privilege. It's a, what do they call it? It's not a right. It's a privilege. That's what I meant to say.
Yeah.
You don't have the automatic right to drive a car. It's a gift or a privilege given to you. That one's more understandable as well.
Yeah.
Why the government would have to control that.
It's also against the law to not have insurance on your vehicle.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's getting into more territory that I find a little silly. Because if you have a car, you should be willing to pay for expenses of damages you cause.
Right.
It comes with the privilege of driving. Mm-hmm. If you're not going to be careful, you should have to pay the consequences.
Right. So, another one that I thought was pretty good is you've heard I'm sure everybody's heard the one about dogs being colorblind.
Right.
It's not true. Well, it's not true in the sense that they see more than black and white and gray. They see in yellows, blues, and violets and a couple other colors, but those are the main ones.
Yeah, it's just part of a different spectrum.
Yeah. Yeah, they just have different wavelengths they can pick up on with their cones.
Yeah, I always find those ones interesting.
Yeah. Kind of unrelated, but eagles are tetrachromatic. They see in four different colors. And,
wow.
Yeah, they basically see in R spectrum, and then they also have a cone that picks up ultraviolet wavelengths.
So, like, heat?
It's not really heat. It's like they can see violets, more shades of violets. So they they can see more colors than we can. Like, one color would look, like, if you take these two colors, they would look identical to us, but an eagle would be able to differentiate between the two of them.
Okay.
Yeah. Thought that was interesting.
Hmm.
Pretty unrelated to the dogs being colorblind, but whatever.
Not entirely.
I guess. Yeah. I'm talking about cones.
Yeah.
And then the third one that I saw was that the Satanic Church, the Church of Satan, they don't actually worship Satan.
Interesting. I wonder if their members know that.
They do. That's like their rhetoric. They don't believe that Satan is an actual being, more of an archetype. This is from a statement from their founder. He says, to summarize, the Church of Satan views Satan as a positive archetype who represents pride, individualism, and enlightenment, and as a symbol of defiance rather than an actual deity or existing force.
Interesting. Yeah. So it's more of an idea.
Yeah. Yeah. And he also said that the church members he sees as less people of religion and more like skeptical atheists.
It reminds me of, I don't know if you've ever seen the TV show Silicon Valley.
No, I heard it's pretty good.
It's really good. One of the characters, he's a Satanist. He's really funny.
Yeah.
I forget his name because he's got an off name.
I think the two that I think people mostly confuse the Church of Satan with like the occult, because the occult really is like demon worship.
Probably, yeah.
But yeah.
Or even like witchcraft and stuff.
Exactly, yeah. Which basically is demon worship. I mean, witchcraft is like they sell their souls to the devil to get the powers, I think is one of the most basic definitions of it. But
you know, yeah. I was so surprised at how much more prevalent that is in Mexico than here in the United States.
Well, that's Santeria, isn't it?
Isn't that what Santeria it's is? So freaking crazy. There's like actual witches down there.
Yeah.
It's really creepy.
Well, we have them too. The palm readers.
We do.
And
I just feel like they're not as common.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I just feel like they're not as common here. But yeah, they do exist.
Yeah. They just have a different name.
Right.
Weird times, man. I don't get like people who interpret dreams.
There is a certain benefit to interpreting dreams, but yeah, keep going.
It's all personal though. You can't go to somebody and they can't tell you.
Precisely.
To the best of our knowledge, well, not to the best of our knowledge, but it seems most likely that a dream is just a DMT trip.
Most likely. I just find it interesting that, like, people that try to interpret your dream, and I agree 100% with you, it's personal interpretation.
Yeah.
But the ones that try to find correlations or...
like symbolism and all
symbolism,
that.
Symbolism, like, oh, water? You have water in your dream? Well, water signifies life. So, you're gonna have this? Oh, there was a horse? There was a horse in your dream? That means that you're a strong character.
Yeah.
All those good things. That's ridiculous. It's all personal.
They use the religious spiritual jargon that just makes it
right.
Makes you feel like, oh yes, oh it fills me.
Oh,
that's so true.
To that.
Yeah.
That makes so much sense.
It's a load of bullshit, man. I don't get it.
It's like that. What was it? I don't remember who I was talking to, but we were talking about how people go to like. Ah, what was it? I'm totally going to forget now. I just forgot. That's the worst. All I know is it had to do with something like people like to hear certain things.
Yeah.
And other people can play off of that and take advantage of them.
Yeah.
Just like a fortune teller would, right? Tell you what you want to hear and play to your advantage, you know?
Yep.
We were talking about that. Like, I can't remember what specific scenario we were talking about, but it was very similar to that. Like, oh, somebody went to this person and they told them that, oh, look at that. You, I can tell that your family has had health problems, somehow related to cancer. And then the person's like, oh my gosh, my brother's cousin, twice removed, had cancer. How did you know that? Or, oh yeah, my grandpa had prostate cancer. How did you know that I might have prostate cancer? All these really weird things, you know?
Well, it's
something
like,
very generic. It's all super generic.
Yeah.
So that it applies to anyone.
Yeah. Yeah. 9 out of 10 people have someone in their life who has suffered or is suffering from cancer.
Exactly. So they use very generic things and try to make it feel very personal to the person.
I actually know somebody who got into palmistry, like reading palms. And he said, you don't read the palm, you read the person. You sum them up, get a general idea of what they are, and then you tell them what they want to hear. And they'll tip you better.
Bam. Exactly. That's exactly what I was trying to remember and put into words, and my brain just trailed off.
Yep. Yep, yep. And this is kind of, I was watching, my mom was watching Fox News, and I went up to talk to her, and they played one of those commercials. It was pretty late, so like the most the general population of people watching are going
to
be
like
older people. They tend to just do ads for older people in the early morning hours and the late night hours. Yeah,
exactly.
And it was one of those like buy gold and silver coins commercials.
Yeah. I love those ones.
It's ridiculous. It's like I just turned.
Edition.
Yeah, I just said this. Well, it's like it sickens me because they're just playing off of old people saying it's the most secure way. So they're basically feeding off of people who lived through the Great Depression, saying, "Oh, if there's another collapse in the economy, you can have these coins and they'll hold their worth." I was like, it just disgusted me. Just. They want all their social security money.
I think the most famous one was that Buffalo Bill coin or whatever it was, where you get a certificate of authenticity and this and that. And this is a special edition, and it's only going to be available for a couple of more months. Oh, my gosh.
Until we decide to print more of them.
Yeah, exactly.
It's
like that Rick and Morty episode where Jerry has the R2-D2 quarters, and then that doofus Rick tells him, "You know, Jerry, I'm not going to tell you that these are going to hold their, that these will increase in value or even hold their current value, you know?
Yeah.
But they have value to you. And that's what makes them special." So stupid. I mean, like, they're not going to hold their value. They're not going to increase in value, but yet they're there, you know?
Yeah.
That's how I feel about all those things.
I love at the end when he's looking out the window and he's standing out there and he's like, "Wait, you're friends with that guy? You know he eats his own shit, right?"
Yeah, I have like 4 other Ricks to call right now.
Oh, I love that show. That's so good.
Pretty good. They definitely cover a variety of topics.
Yeah.
And we can get inspiration from them.
For sure.
Well.
Well. I don't know if we should get into gender or not, man.
Save it. Let's save it.
Yeah, we'll save that one.
Man, I really wish those people could have not have bailed on me.
It'll happen.
It'll happen. Yeah, it will. Especially as summer rolls around, you know?
Yeah. Well, and podcasting is still a pretty fringe media outlet. Everybody.
As in, like, it's what?
Just people don't really understand it fully. Like, they think it's like a fringe thing, like a nerd. Only nerds listen to podcasts.
When I'm podcasting, I feel like we're on a radio talk show host or something like that.
Yeah, that's pretty much the most
generic form of podcasting.
Well, just how you can, like, it's that's the
apply it.
The more, like, with all media outlets, that's kind of the closest thing to it. It's a radio show.
I've always, there's really funny, not Australian, New Zealand pair that does a really good radio show. They're called Jono and Ben.
Hmm.
They are funny. I'd look into them if I were you.
Yeah.
I like them. They're funny. But yeah, I don't know.
It's a growing thing, though, for sure. People are getting into more podcasts.
Yeah.
It's,
I feel like a lot of people, if they're going to listen to podcasts, it's going to be like on a car trip or like, you know, when they have free time.
My time is at work because I don't have to deal with customers.
That's a good thing.
So it's all production based. So I just pop my headphones in and listen to awesome shit.
Awesome. I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah. What I like about it is it's like basically news, kind of. But there's no network. There's no talking points. They just talk about whatever the fuck they want to talk about.
And it's opinions. It's not necessarily, you know, like you're hearing from different people.
Yeah.
Different perspectives.
For sure. And
I like hearing more people's opinions than I do about facts.
Right.
You know?
I like hearing facts, but
they only go so far.
Yeah. It's how you interpret the facts.
Yeah, once you start talking about application or morality issues and stuff like that, that's where opinions matter.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's when it gets interesting.
Right.
That's the best part, in my opinion.
Yeah.
In my humble opinion.
Man, yeah. Like, I get 4 nights a month that I can get a full 8 hours. That's it.
Impressive.
That is... What I'm looking forward to most is sleeping through the night tonight. Oh my god. It's like
tonight's one of those nights?
Oh yeah, dude. They're with their mom this weekend. Yeah,
right. Yeah. I totally spaced that. I'm like, 4 days a month. Like, I didn't make the connection.
Yeah. Because I only get Friday night and Saturday night, and then I have to go pick them up Sunday.
Right.
And then it's another 2 weeks before they go spend time with mom.
What are you planning on doing right now?
Dude, just fucking off.
I want to play Diablo right now, if you're down.
Oh, God. I should.
If not,
I can play.
Do it tomorrow.
I can play. I'm just getting way into Breath of the Wild.
Oh, yeah?
It's so good. Oh, man. I think it's definitely competing as my number one spot of Zelda games with Ocarina of Time.
Good.
The common term for a Switch is a Zelda machine. That's all you play it for. It's the Zelda game. Yeah, it's so good though. Ugh. I didn't think it would be that good because it's hard for me to get into games nowadays just because it's just oversaturation and time consuming. Yeah, but man, they outdid themselves with this one.
The last good game that I bought for myself was probably Dishonored 2.
Mm.
That's been out for a while now.
Yeah.
But other than that, I haven't bought any other games. I've just been playing old games that I've grown to love.
Mm. Yeah, I'm glad the stigma of you shouldn't play video games because it's a waste of time is kind of dying. Because it makes no sense. Like, it's way more beneficial to play a game than it is to just watch TV or watch a TV show, you know? You're solving puzzles for some games. And
brain activity.
You're admiring artwork is basically what it is. I don't know. Like, yeah, you should.
I saw something that was interesting. There was a photo of people back in like the 50s that were all on the sidewalk, and every guy on the sidewalk had a newspaper open, right?
Because
that was their source of media, right?
Right.
And then there was a parallel image to people with their phones out sitting at a bus station, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, people look at their phones and whatever. And it says different time period, same whatever, right?
Yeah.
People will say, oh, people are so distracted, or oh, people are so into their phones now.
Yeah.
Well, nothing has changed. People used to be just as into the newspaper as and distracted as people are millennials nowadays with phones, you know?
Yep.
It's just a different time, same thing.
Same shit, different toilet.
Yep. Yeah.
I love that saying. It's so good.
I like the one where it's like, you don't eat where you shit.
Yeah.
Or shit where you eat.
Well, my brain's starting to feel it.
All right. Sounds good.
Feeling fried.
Cool beans.
See you next week.
Bye.
Things that